Before we begin the Tanya Rav Ishia, I'd like to just spend a few more minutes on the Mazik of Mayim that we discussed last week. Ramosh's Shita, Ramosh's explanation that the Mazik of Mayim is a Mazik to Peach Sheni, Shakal Leibitka Denaya, where there was water being held back by a dam. A person pulled away the dam, so the first water that comes is Kayach Rishon, that's Adam HaMazik, and the second water, when you pull away the dam, the Kayach Sheni is this new Mazik of Mayim, which the Gemara Zahava mean is Chayiv, and the Gemara Maskana says is Potter. So we learned last week it was only a Havamina, it was slugged up, but we still learned the Yisayid. We learned the Yisayid that the Kayach Sheni of Mayim, if you're Mazik with the Kayach Sheni of Mayim, that is not, it's not Chayiv. It's Grama, maybe. But it's not, there's no Chiyuv for Kayach Sheni of Mayim. That was the Yisayid. Now, the question is, what's the Toldah of this Mazik of Mayim? Lefida Havamina, right? The Gemara says that all the others of our Mishnah, Pashtas, have told us. So others Vachaldi could tell this. What would be a Tolda of this Kayach Sheni of Mayim? That would be Pater. So you start to think of other cases similar to Shokolai Bitka de Mayim. Somebody who removes a dam and causes water to go. That's this Kayach Sheni, that this new Mazik of Mayim would have been. What's another similar case? That yes, a similar case would be Tolda, anybody? I was thinking a similar case would be if you open a window and you let the wind in, and the wind comes in and it blows something and destroys it. So I'll be the din if you open a window and because of that the wind comes in. So lehalacha, that's only a grama. It's going to be pater b'dinei adam at most. But it'll never be more than part. The lachayra, that's similar to Bitka Demaya, right? You took away something that's blocking the water. That's the Avmalacha. A Tolda would be, I guess, taking away something that's blocking the wind. It's a Tolda. It seems very similar to the Av.
You open up a pen and a bull comes charging out. You don't say that.
You open up a door and the bull comes charging out. That's also grama. That's in Perek HaKayis. That's only a grama. And if you weren't, if a Ganav who has Kavanah to be Kayin, then he's Chayiv. But otherwise, it's a Grama. It would have to be the same. So let me ask you, what would be if I have... if somebody's shooting a bow and arrow. So what does he do? He pulls back the bow. And how does he shoot the arrow? He lets go. Right? Is that also Kayach Sheni? And it's Potter? If someone shoots a bow and arrow, so he pulls back the arrow and lets go, and he causes the arrow to go and to shoot and to break something. Is that also it's the same thing as Shokolai Bitka Demaya, you know? He was holding the bow back and then he let go of it. And it went and it shoot.
That's like the one that's leaning against the
it's Kayach Rishon. Is that the problem? That's Kayach Rishon. Is it a Shokolai Bitka Demaya when you look over an arrow? You look over a bow? Mm-hmm. See, the funny thing is that this question Ramosha explains in Dibris Moshe in that piece. And the Pesach Chayshin, the two places I know that talk about the Mazik Mayim, both try to explain why letting go of a bow is different than opening up a dam of water. What's the nafkamina between the two? And Ramosha's Hesber itself needs Hesber. Ramosha's Hesber is, I'll tell you the words he says, the following words, and it needs an explanation. He says that when you shoot a bow, an arrow, when you shoot the arrow, you're creating a mazik. Ordinary arrow is not a mazik. By putting it into a bow and arrow and shooting it, you're creating, you're making this arrow into a mazik. So that's a told of Eish. A told of Eish, what's Eish? You create a mazik of Eish. Anytime you create a mazik, you're chayiv. So if there's a fire burning in a fireplace, and you break down the wall, and now the fire spreads, even though you didn't touch the fire, you just broke down the wall, that's Eish. You're creating a mazik. Relation them on that fire in a fireplace is not a mazik. It's normal fire. When you take away the thing that's in the way, you're creating the mazik. Now that part of Ramesh I understand very well.
You put an eish in a bar, that should be the same thing.
You put an eish in a bar. I mean, the stipe was clear on putting... The stipe was clear on putting an eish in a bar was for a different reason. That was because it's a darker than the hazik. The stipe was based... what the status clear was darkly leila chulahazik, whether that's a requirement to be mechayiv someone for the mazik of Eish. I don't think it has anything to do with this nekuda. This nekuda is ignoring the status of the Eish in the fireplace. It's talking about when you cause a fire to spread, you're creating a mazik. That part I understand. He says, Mashain kei mayim. Mayim, he says, is a mazik anyway. You're just redirecting it. Let's say you have a flowing stream of water. So that flowing stream of water, it's going to go with whatever force it goes. What are you doing? You're redirecting it by pulling away the dam and making it go a different way. So he says that this mazik of Mayim is a mazik where you just redirect something that has the kayach lahazik anyhow. Eish, typically it stays where it is. So the Eish, you're creating a mazik by making it move. Mayim is different. Mayim, the Mayim itself, at least in Ramesh's case, we have a flowing stream of water. So it's flowing. It'll do whatever water does when it flows. Just normally it flows this way. And you're redirecting it to flow the second way. The first way, it would go in a natural path. It wouldn't necessarily hurt anybody, but the kayak that it has is the same kayak. You're redirecting it. Instead of going down the stream, it's going into the fellow's house. But that the kayach halicha of the mayim is there anyway. So the kayach hezek of mayim is there anyway. You're just redirecting it. It's not the same as a bow and arrow or fire. And Ramesha teaches isha mishum chitzay this way. And the Gemara is going to say later that isha mishum chitzay, the fire is similar to an arrow. He says it doesn't mean an arrow that you throw. He says it means a bow and arrow. It means this metzias. Where you make something into a mazik, where otherwise it had no kayach hezek, that's Eish. Something that was a mazik anyway, and you're redirecting it, so that's mayim. That's a separate category.
All time you're pulling back, you are causing it, setting you where that goes, and it goes forward. There's a big difference in the water. The water, it wants to go forward, you're just moving the wall. If you would let go and somehow move the thing at the same time, it would fall to the floor. The point is you're pulling back, and if somebody else pulls back and you hold it,
okay, so Ramesh is saying something like that, which you're saying, but he's saying about Eish also. So Eish also, the Eish wouldn't go. The Mayim is constantly wants to go. It constantly has the Kayach HaHalicha. You're just redirecting it. That's the Mazik of Mayim we're talking about. The Eish is worse. Eish, you're making a Mazik. You're taking something which isn't a Mazik and making it into a Mazik. So that's Eish. That's the Chayach. The question of Mayim is this question of taking something which has a force anyway and making it go someplace else. That's this mazik of Mayim. And that's the case where in our sugya we're learning that if you do it with a kayach sheni, you're potter. This is the way Ramesha is mazik, but the whole arichas of Ramesha, which I was reluctant to go into last week, this is the nekuda of chiluk that he makes between Eish. So it comes out, if you have something blocking fire and you pull it away, you're chayiv, al teish. And if you have something blocking water and you pull it away, then you're potter on the very first water, you're chayiv, but on the flow of water, you're potter. And then the question will be, what's the difference if I take away a wall that's blocking fire where I'm chayiv and I take away a wall blocking water, then I'm potter? So Rav Moshe would answer that when you take away a wall that's blocking fire, you're creating a mazik. You're creating a mazik, giving it the kayach to go and be mazik. When you take away something that's blocking water, you're taking something which has the kayach anyway, and you're redirecting it, and in that case, that's the mazik of mayim, that there's a havamin, that's chayim, there's a maskona, that it's part.
So if there's a fire going, and I put twigs, maybe you want somebody else to go on butter and that also? I make it extend.
Now
I'm just going out, it extends into
this guy's
field now.
It's obviously not. Right. Just why? What are you saying? If they should be mazik anyway, and it would
so
stop.
I wouldn't have gone into that guy's field. I put twigs. I think I'm redirecting it.
So. You're redirecting, you mean it would go one way, and you're making it go another way? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You're not? See, by Eish, the Metzius of Eish is different. Metzius of Eish is not the same Kayach. You're creating a new fire. Normally it burns this way. Fire could burn this way and that way. You know, it's not... By water, it has a certain flow. It has a certain power of whatever the flow is. And it could go here or it could go here. My fire, you're creating really a new fire. When you may put twigs, it should go this way. It's not definitely this way and not that way. You're creating a new magic of fire. So there's now new things are going to burn. Mashenke by Mayim, the Nakuda Ramesh and Emzon, is that it already has the Kayacha Halicha, and you're just redirecting it, and that's this Sugya. When you redirect it, if there's a wind blowing outside, and you still open up a window, now the wind comes in, so what does that mean? The Kayacha, the wind was there already, and you're redirecting it. Now you're picking on the Eish side to ask. I think if you picked on the Mayim side, so Rush is good in his case. He's talking in a case where the water's flowing, and normally it flows one way, and now you take away the dams, it flows the other way. I don't know what would Rush say if you have water in a big water tank and it's sitting there innocently for 2 months, and then a person
use the water, it's looking more around. You just happen to keep it concealed.
Isn't that the same as fire?
Fire actually, not the fire, but you see the fire that's hit itself. If it has a fluid, it has something to catch on to, and it goes.
Right. So fire in a fireplace stays itself. And now water in a water tank, it stays itself.
But the water itself is flowing. It just can't go anywhere. Because it's locked in.
What you're saying is the potential kayak that it has. A fire also
fire
has the potential kayak.
There's a reason why they put in a fireplace.
They put in a fireplace. They shouldn't catch on to new things. See, so that this is a nakuda that needs the difference between fire and water. It's a funny thing to talk about fire and water and say they're so similar. But it seems similar. What Ramesha seems to say is that when fire goes somewhere else, it's a new fire. If somebody doesn't have a fireplace, then the fire would catch on to his carpeting. So it's not that fire that's catching on to this fire. Now it's a new fire. The fire causes a new fire. It's a new kayach ha'esh that's happening. Mashiach came by water. It's like chitzai in the sense that you're taking something that's not a mazik and you're creating a mazik. Eish is to create a mazik.
Why do you have to compare it to eish? Why don't you just say it's because of kayach?
In which case?
The
see, it's true, because that's what Shalom said before, that really the bow and arrow is Kayach Rishon. Really, it's just like the first water at the dam. Ramesh only saying Yishem Shem Chitzai to explain this to Kuda. It's not coming to Kasha. He's just explaining the taich of fire is like the taich of a bow and arrow. Just like a bow and arrow, you create a mazik by shooting an arrow. An arrow by itself is not dangerous. If you shoot it, it becomes dangerous. Eish, when you cause Eish to spread, however you do it, you're creating a new mazik. And that part of it is good.
But the fire that the spirit was is not the fire that's burning in that one.
So it's creating a new mazik.
The arrow is there. It's not.
But the arrow has no power of hezek without being shot from a bow. It's like you take a bullet. A bullet can't be mazik anyone. You give a kid a bullet. Well, you can't do it. It's not dangerous. You can give it to a little child. Nothing's going to happen. If you put a bullet in a gun, so then the gun could make it into a mazik. So Ramesh is saying that an arrow without a bow is not a mazik. Once you put it into the bow and arrow, it becomes a mazik. By Mayim, it's already a mazik. You're just redirecting it. You're taking the kleshes that it has and redirecting it in another direction. That is the chiddush of asugya that mayim should be potter. That's what comes out in the sugya. That mayim is potter because of the fact that you're just redirecting a kayach that's there. That's a grama. Anytime you do it with kayach sheini, you're potter b'divei adam.
Say eish itself is not a mazik. Eish itself is not a mazik. Just making.
It depends if you look at it analytically or if you look at it in a practical. In a practical sense, I'd much rather give a little kid water than give a little kid a torch. So I give him a torch, he's going to burn something down. I give him water, it'll make a certain amount of mess. But that's very practical. The danger of fire is greater, but the taicha fire is that fire spreads. It's one of the unique characteristics of fire. The fire has the ability to spread. Fire that spreads is a mazik. Fire that sits on your Shabbos table and burns the candle down is not a mazik. It's a contained fire that you're using. It's not a mazik. It doesn't have that fire itself is not doesn't do any hazik at all. So that's the chiddush of this sugya is that's as long as it's a kach sheni, which in most cases it will be, is that your potter? Is that your potter? It won't be aish because that's where Moshe is coming to explain why this mayim is not aish. That's the kash he starts with. Why the mayim is not aish? So he's saying is because the chiyuv of aish is because you're creating a new kayach, which you are. Fire when it's in a candle is only going to burn the candle. When someone touches that candle to a piece of curtain, so now it's a new kayach aish. It's true that it was born from the previous aish, but it's a new kayach aish. Mashiach came by mayim. It's the same power the water has to flow that's now going into a new place. It's being redirected. That's Ramesh's chiluk. See, the problem is we need some basic chiluk between this mayim, which is potter, and aish, which we know is chayiv. That's what makes the whole sugya hard.
Fire needs outside, it needs fuel to continue. It needs an outside source of fuel. Mayim, just something, the lack of something being there, that causes
disaster. Well, mayim also needs something. It needs, for mayim to move, it doesn't need fuel, but it needs a downhill path. Or it needs a path which at least the previous water pressure will cause it to move. It needs a path to go. Any mayim needs it, just a certain amount of mayim causes a lot of damage. And all water moves only because of certain natural reasons, just like fire moves because of natural reasons. The similarities are strong. This tikkun that Moshe is mechadish, it has two halves to it. That aish, you're creating a fire, which some people don't like, and that mayim, you're not creating, you're just redirecting. Those two nekudas are Ramesh's chilek. Now I don't want anybody else that says a chilek. That's why I'm sort of stuck. The Chazanish also asked the kasha, and I'm not sure what he's answering. The Chazanish, I think, is Simon Bey's ice test in the Chazanish. He also asks, what's the difference between this kayach sheni of mayim and a typical case of aish, where a person doesn't? You have a case where a person lights the fire, but a typical aish is where a person spreads a fire. So what's the difference between kayach sheni in spreading a fire, which is chayiv, and kayach sheni in spreading water, which is potter? That's the question. These words, at first glance, I would have a hard time. I was giving a daf yomi shir, and I have to explain it quickly. I tell people, aish by itself is not a mazik. So therefore, you're making a mazik. Water by itself is a mazik. To explain that in a quick blink, it's very hard, because everyone looks at aish as a mazik, and mayim is a very innocent thing. Ramesh's nekuda is that the hezek of water is the movement, and that movement is there anyway. Bitka de mayim is just redirecting the movement. And Mashen kein aish, where yena flame of aish that's in the fireplace, or that's on the torch, or that's on the candle, that aish is not going to be a mazik. That's a harnessed aish, that's there for a purpose. You're creating a new aish, that's what happens by fire. Fire spreads, you're creating a new aish. You're creating a mazik. That's Rav Moshe's definition of Eish, to the exclusion of this type of Mayim, or opening a window and letting a wind in, that you're just, I guess the same thing by a shar. When you open a door and the shar goes out, Rav Moshe would say the same thing. The shar's energy to be mazik existed beforehand. You open the door and now you give it the opportunity to be mazik. You're not creating the mazik of a shar. So there you put it. By eshechayim, you're creating a mazik. You're creating something which is going to do damage. That creation of something, that's a mazik of esh. That's Rav Moshe's hagdara, and as of now, I don't know a different hagdara. I had to go to it. It's very complicated when you start talking about all kinds of mazikim, bizman hazeh, all the new. I don't know. The truth is, I'm not going to go into it. But if you want to clear, when someone shoots a bullet, you can really clear what mazik that is, because the metzias of the way a normal gun works, when you shoot a bullet, it's just bitka demaya. There's something which strikes the bullet, and a gun is cocked, it's ready to shoot. You remove something that's blocking it. Really, it's a bitka demaya type of case, which causes it now to go. It's I don't know, it's not for now, but it's something that's shaykh to clear. And the truth is, there are paiskim, contemporary paiskim that clear. So the sugya mayim, although there's no, we're never going to have again the idea of a mazik of mayim, but it comes, it's really a yisoid gadol. The gemara's havamina was to be mechayiv. The gemara's maskana is that it's pater. And the question is the geder of yen, the thing which is pater, which we call kayashayim. All right, I have time. We'll come back. I'm sure we'll come back to it. In the meantime, let's see the next sugya. Tani Rabbi Shia. Shloisha asar aves nezikin. Our Mishnah said Arba Aves Nezikin, Zakar Rabbi Shia 13. Shai Mechina, Vashayol, Naisi Sacha Vashaycher, that's 4. Nezik Tarifu Shevesu Baishes, those are the 5 of Adam. They're not 5 Mazikin, I guess they are 5 Mazikin. You mazik him by causing him Baishes and Tsar and needing Rifoy and losing his Sheves. That's 9. Arba Demastis and Hatlaisa. And the 13 of our Mishnah, that totals up 13. Now right away, Taisvish, Shloishasa Aves Nezikin. Taisvish says, Shloishasa Aves Nezikin, Dineyem Yud Beis, Deseicher Kishem Mesachar Kishem Mechinam Havi. Is that an easy Taisvish? Huh? Shloishasa Aves Nezikin. The 13. Of the 13, there are only 12 dinim. Because the din of Seicher, it's a machlekes from Meir Yehuda. Seicher is deed like a Shemachinim. So there are only 12 different sets of rules of dinim in this list. So what's fair on this Taisus? Anybody? What?
Should be 12.
All right, so that seems not to bother Tysus so much. So he says the dinim are 12. Well, we're counting it as 13 since it's a different Metzius. Metzius of a Seicher, Metzius of a Shem Esach, and Metzius is different. But the dinim are identical. So you're trying to think what Shver and what Tysus says.
What?
Why?
Like Sachar.
What?
Like Sachar is also like Shver. Name, even though it's also Sachar, it's also the name.
What do you mean? Meisisachar is Seicher. Meisisachar is Shem Esachar. Right? That's just another word. Meisisachar is just another way of saying Shem Esachar. Right? So it's 12. So what Shver is that there are two others that have the same demon, no? Okay, good. I was thinking of Shein Regel. Are Shein Regel exactly the same? We were clearing last week if Shein Regel are really 2 mazikim or 1 mazik, right? The Yeshua said that, like review, the Shein and mazik are really 1 Shein and Shein and Regel are really 1 mazik. But certainly Shein Regel, the name Shava. Shein Regal, I think, are definitely Dinei and Shavu.
But there's no special
no, it said Arba'a Demas Nisim, the four of our Mishnah. So according to Rava, touching up Shmuel, it's the four of our Mishnah are Shein Regal, Eish and Bar.
There's a chiddush
by Bar. No, I'm not Bar. Shem Tov, Shein Regal. Yeah, what's the chiddush?
Each
have different characteristics. But Shem Sachar and Sachar also has different characteristics. Shem Sachar is someone who's watching something, and Sachar is someone who's renting something. The characteristics are different. The definition of Shem Sachar and Sachar are different. But Dineyam Yud Beis, the Dinam are the same. Chari Shein and Regel, also Dineyam Shavu, the characteristic of Shein, the characteristic of Regel are very different. But Dineyam Shavu, the Dinam seem to be the same. So you'll find someone who is the Kasha. I'm certain somebody is the Kasha, I just don't know who. What?
Because
it's right.
I definitely have to have the
addition of Shein. That there's one difference in Shein and Regel. Dineyam is not Shava because Regel has a Tolda called Tzrairis. And however, what?
Shein also has a
Tolda Tzrairis. That's the thing we're going to see later, that Shein also has a Tolda Tzrairis. That, and if so, Vaita, they're the same.
Maybe
you're going like Rav, Rav holds Shein and Regel. The Gemara says, Beferish, Bishlam, the Gemara is going to say it has to go like both. You're right. If you're going like Rav, it's very good. And I only need to ask on Tosafot like Shmuel, the late Shmuel, unless you say Rechinami, so it's the name Yud Aleph. Shein and Regel are the same. What? Tosafot is going like Rav. Question: why doesn't Tosafot say like Shmuel? The name Yud Aleph. I'm sure that somebody asked the question. But I'm not sure what he answers because I don't know an answer. Let's see that. Talk to Gemara. Bishlam Shmuel b'niskei mama kamayri b'niskei gufei lai kamayri. Now I want to get back to this. I just want to make sure we finish the sugis haGemara. So let's go through the Gemara, which I think is relatively easy, and come back to this line of Bishlam Shmuel. Elo l'Rav, listni tana adam b'chol midi da adam. Let it say Adam Khamili to Adam. Rabbi Shinami. Hatani lay Adam. Somebody just asked before. The teretz is I'm sorry, El Rav Listi Tana Adam. Khamili to Adam. Rabbi Shinami Atana lay Adam. Trey Gavne Adam. Tana Adam the Azik Adam. The Tana Adam the Azik Shar. What does that mean? Then when it says Nezek Tzari Bushevis and Baishes, that's Adam the Azik Adam. And which is Adam the Azik Shar? That's the one that we're hearing from our Mishnah. Okay, so we have Niske Mamin and Niske Adam. Yahachi Shar Nami. This is the Tregad the Shar, this is Shar the Azik Shar, this is Shar the Azik Adam. Then why that's no Kasha? Hey, right? Bishlam Adam the Azik Shar. Nezek Hudu Mishal. It's different. If a man is mazik a shari, he pays only nezek. You don't have to pay lipoy on the shar. Yeah. If you mazik someone else's shar, you don't have to pay lipoy. All you have to pay is nezek. Adam dazik adam mishalim arba devarim. So that's very good. That's very different. Now the shar, mali shar dazik shar, mali shar dazik adam. Yidvidi nezek hu de mishalim. So maybe since it's the same, so therefore there's no reason to split it into two. Vashay mechina vashay leisesacha vaaseicher the adam the azik sharu v'katani. And then what? Katani hazeka de b'yadayim. Katani hazeka de memeila. What's hazeka de memeila? Hazeka de b'yadayim is adam amazik. Nezik shar tari b'shavas and baishes. What's hazeka de memeila? What?
Which is the
light of Mashiach. So all the Shaimrim are Hezekah de Memeila. All the Shaimrim, they're Mazikim. The says, if I'm a Shaimer and I break something B'yadayim, then I'm Chayav al Tzadam HaMazik. If I'm a Shaimer and it gets stolen, so then I'm Chayav because of Hezekah de Memeila. that the Gemara is calling Hezekah the Minayim. So this Lashon that Hashem is Hezekah is a Mazik, it's Hezekah the Minayim, which is the Lashon that I wanted to point out earlier, Bishlam al-Shmuel, B'niske Mamin Kamayri, B'niske Gufay Loi Kamayri. What does that mean? Our Mishnah talks about Niske Mamin, when you're Muslim, the Mamin does Hezek. Our Mishnah does not talk about Niske Gufay, things you do with your body. Rabbi Shia talks about Niske Gufay, a Hezek you do with your body. Which Hezek do you do with your body? Nezek Tzari Pusheves and Vaishas. Yeah, that makes sense. You punch somebody, you do it with your body. What about Darbar Shaymer? Is that Niske Gufay?
The point is that it's not
this game. So let's see if Rashi learns the way you're learning. I hear what you're saying. Let's see how Rashi learns. Our Mishnah is talking about this game of mine. It's talking about this game of mine, not this game of mine. Our Mishnah is this game of mine. And Rabashi is adding this game of mine. So let's see how Rashi learns it. Where's the Rashi? Kol Hanach. You see, the problem with the Rashi is that you're used to having Rashi with big bold letters as a Dibra Maschil. Okay, this Rashi starts in the middle of the Rashi, Ripa Shevis Ubaishis. There's a Rashi Kol Hanach to Rabbi Shia. Okay, it does not have big bold letters at the beginning, which is a problem for me because at home I have my Shas still from when I got married. When I learn my son, he says he can't learn Rashi because it doesn't have the big bold letters. So if you can find it, is in the middle of the Rashi, Ripa Shevis Ubaishis Kol Hanach to Rabbi Shia. This Rashi is what we're going to talk about. Kol Hanach de Rabbi Shia, who atzmai mazik? All the 13 of Rabbi Shia, this says all the 9 new ones of Rabbi Shia, who atzmai mazik? The Hanach dalit shaymrim, hein atzman hiziku, hayov lo shamru karoi. Yet it's Lashon. Dalit shaymrim, they themselves are a mazik, since they didn't guard it properly. Umenizikin da azik ufay, like hamayrim esnisim. Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, Chiddush, that the chiyuv of Dalit Shomrim is considered Adam HaMazik. It's a type of Adam HaMazik. It's a person who is Mazik by failing to do Shmirah. That is, Rashi is very sadistic because it comes down to the clair on why Shomrim Achayiv, the basic clair of why Shomrim Achayiv. The question is, if you take something and you agree to watch it, so you take it on Sunday and you agree to watch it, you're going to watch it for 30 days, so you watch it for 25 days, fine. But the 26th day you're negligent, you leave your front door open and it gets stolen, so you have to pay. Why do you have to pay? You can learn two ways. If not for this Rashi, I would say, why do I have to pay? Because I was makabel shmira. I was makabel on myself. When the person gave it to me, I had a Kabbalah Shmira. That's a Hisaibus that I'm going to return it to you. And if I don't return it to you, I'll return its value to you. So I would understand, and I think in a Maskid we had such a Lashna Gemara was Mashma that way, that I'm Chayiv to pay by Shomrim because of my Kabbalah Shmira. Because when I take it, I'm a Kabbalah myself to watch it. That's why I have to pay when I watch something. So in the second way, we could learn, no, I don't have to pay because I agreed to watch it. I agreed to watch it, so I agreed to watch it. I pay because I was negligent in watching it. I didn't watch it according to whatever, if I'm a Shemachina, what a Shemachina has to watch, if I'm a Shemisacha, what a Shemisacha has to watch. I didn't watch it properly. My chiyav is because of a lack of shmirah. These are two ways to learn by Shomrim why a person is chayiv. It's identical to the clair we had in the beginning of this man, Reb Shimon's clair on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, why a mazik pays when your shor is mazik. So we have two ways to learn. Either you pay because your mamon is mazik. Anytime your mamon is mazik, you have to pay. or you pay because you failed in the Shmira. So Yana Claire, that Reb Shimon Claire's on Daf Beis, the stifler brings from here on Daf Dalet. He says he could clear the same Claire by a Shimer. Why does a Shimer have to pay? You could learn he has to pay because he was Mekabel Shmira. Or you could learn he has to pay because he was negligent in watching it. Zok the stifler, it's a Beferish Rashi. It could be it's a Beferish Gemara too. Maybe the Gemara can learn differently. But Rashi certainly, the Gemara calls it Niske Gufay. When a person is a Shimer, something happens, he calls it Niske Gufay. And Rashi says, Kol Hanach Darbashia, who Atzmai Mazik? The Hanach Dalit Shimrim, Hain Atzman Iziko, Hayaloi Shamro Karai. It couldn't be more Mefarish. There's no two ways to learn the Rashi. Rashi definitely holds that the reason you have to pay when you're a Shimer is because you are negligent in the Shmirim. My nafkamina. So there are a few nafkaminas. The simplest nafkamina would be if the value of the item changed. Let's say you're makabel shmira. Someone gives you a shirt to watch. At the time he gives you to watch, it's worth $1,000, and the value goes up. 25 days later, it's worth $1,100. And on the 25th day, your pesher b'shmirasai, and it gets stolen or it gets killed. What do you have to pay? Do you pay the $1,000 that you were makabel b'shas kabbalah shmira, or do you pay the $1,100 that got damaged at the time that it got damaged? Which one should you have to pay? The $1,000 was worth when he gave it to you, or the $1,100 at the time of Hezek? According to Rashi, it comes out that your chiyuv is not because of Kabbalah Shmira. Kabbalah Shmira obligates you to watch it. But your chiyuv Tashlumin is because you were negligent in the Shmira. So according to that, you would have to pay the higher price, the price at the time of the price at the time of the chsar and shmira that caused the damage. So you have to pay the $1,100. There's a second nafkamina which could make this potentially into a machlokes Yushaim. There's a machlokes if a shimer is makabel shmira on something. In makabel shmira, and the animal dies. He's not sure if it died for one reason, which would be mechayev him, or a second reason for which he would be potter. You follow? The person has an animal. The case that the Rush talks about is the following case: the person borrows an animal, and he borrows it to schlep packages for him. And the animal schleps packages, a normal thing. It's schlepping packages for 2-3 hours. It comes home to the barn. And if you see the animal is weak from schlepping the packages, and it has a heart attack, and it dies, so what's the din? You're potter. It's meisa machmas malacha. Then you're potter. And even though you're not a Navi, you can't know for sure that it died. But it says that if when you unburden it from its packages, it looks weak, weaker than a normal animal would look, and then it dies, you could assume it's from machmas malach. The Rush says, what happens if you have an animal, it schleps for you, you unburden it, you don't notice anything unusual, and an hour later it gets a heart attack and dies? So you're mesupik. Did it die machmas malacha? Why did the animal have a heart attack? Did it die because of malacha? Or did it just die like an animal died? It died by einus, and einus shaylas chayver einsin. So you're mesupik. So what should be the din if you're mesupik? Who's the mighty mechaveh, right? What should be the din if you're mesupik? Pashtus. Who should have to bring the raya? The teveya. The chayra, the teveya, should have to bring a raya. The Rush says that you're chayiv. The Rush says if you're mesupik, if it died machmas malacha or not, you have to pay. So the Beis Yosef asks, how am I to mechaveir of a raya? The teveya wants to be teveya him. How am I to mechaveir of a raya? the mitzi should be should have to prove that it died not machnas malacha in order to patter it. So the ktsais in Simon Shin Mem Sivkat and Dalit, if I understand correctly, the ktsais learns that this machlaikis, the Rosh and the Beis Yosef, he brings in the Muki Yosef and holds like the Beis Yosef. This machlaikis, the Rosh and the Beis Yosef, is totally an hour, basically an hour fakir. Why is a Shaymer chayim, or a Shayel in this case? Why is a Shayel chayim? If you learn the Shayel is chayim because he was Makabal Shmira, or in this case Makabal Sheila, because of his Kabbalah at the time he took the animal, that means that when he took the animal, he was mechayiv himself to return it, either it or its value. Later, when it dies, he can't return it. So he has a cheskas chiyuv. He has to return it. Now, he wants to say, I have a ptur of Nesa Machmas Malach. It has to be a tainus vadai. It can be a tainus safik. So the Rosh holds that the chiyuv is Betchila, when you makabel it, when you makabel kinyan, when you kind of the animal in the first place, al shayol, that's the machayiv. The Beis Yosef, and the Muki Yosef, they hold that misafik yapater, because they hold like our Rashi. They hold that when are you chayiv if you're a shaymer? When you take it, you're not chayiv, the animal is alive and well. Your chayiv is at the time that something happens to the animal, that creates the chayiv. Something happening to the animal. Something happening to the animal creates a chiyuv. So now, did something happen to the animal that creates a chiyuv or not? It's a chiyuv tashlumim. It's hard to call it a mazik.
Right. So that my chiyuv that happens.
Right. And therefore, when I took it, I have a chiyuv to return it. But according to the Rosh, the hezek's not mechayev me. My being mekabel the pekudin is mechayev me. When you take a pekudin, you mekabel on yourself to return it, it or its value. That kabbalah is the mechayev. Now you need a pater to get your pater. So this is a second nafkamina between the two mahalchim. A third nafkamina the disciple brings, and also Rabbi Chanan in Masechtas Kedushin, Ois Tzadik Beis, brings this clair. He doesn't bring Asugya, but he brings this clair like the following nafkamina, which is also in the Stipler. The Stipler is above Metzia. The Kilos Yaakov is in Pehamafkid. It's Simon Lamed Ches in the new prince, Simon Lamed Al in the old prince. He brings an additional nafkamina, which I'm sure we bumped into in Hamafkin. We had the following shayla: if a person is makabel a pekadin, somebody gives someone a pekadin to watch for 30 days, and the person agrees to watch it for 30 days. Someone says, I'm going on vacation, I'm going away for the summer. You watch it for the summer or for whatever period, but there's a specific period of time. And he's makabel that he's going to watch it. In the middle of that time, he wants to quit. Can he quit? Can he get rid of his achrayas in Shmira? He already agreed, he was makabel kinyan because he was cutting it. The person gave him something to watch. And now it's a burden. He doesn't want to watch it. He wants to give it back. So what's the pashtus? Do you give it back? Which side needs explanation? Up the pashtus. If someone gives you something to watch, you agree to watch it for 30 days. What should be? Huh? You can't give it back. Is that the pashtus to everybody? Then what?
When you let him back in, you have to give back his mirror.
The Gemara talks about someone who agrees to take it back. Gemara doesn't talk about someone who doesn't want to take it back. He says, no, you have to watch it. I don't believe that from the Gemara. That's Mahat Rishayman. You know, I thought everyone will say the Pashtus is that, of course, you could give it back. You're doing them a favor. You could quit. But the truth is, that, like you're saying, is right. The Pashto says you can't. You're a Makabal Kenyan. You did a Kenyan, you're Makabal yourself. So the Magid Mishnah says that you can't back out. You can't back out. If you agreed to take it for 30 days, you cannot back out. In fact, the Mishnah Lamelech, why can't you back out? That allows any worker to back out. A worker can always back out. So why should a shomer be different than any worker? If you hire me to do work for you, I'm allowed to quit in the middle of this man, except certain cases, but generally I'm allowed to quit in the middle of this man. So why on Shmira, Frakta Mishlo Melech, why can't you quit in the middle of this man? I mean, in a case you accepted his man at the time. That's what I told you. Makabal, let's say, to wash it for 30 days, and after 10 days, you want to. My father, I hate him, is you agreed to work for 30 days, right? You sign a contract, you can work for 30 days. So if you want, you can put him in the middle of his man. That's the dinner of my father, I handle, I have other matter. Except, there are exceptions. But generally speaking, a person could quit. He has to give notice, it shouldn't cause an absence, but the person could quit. A shimer is a well. Usually people hire guards, they hire a shimer. What? A shimer is also working. You're working for free. It's a difference. And a shimer sachar could quit, a shimer chinam certainly could quit. I mean, you understand. You can't tell me a shimer sachar could quit, a shimer chinam can't quit. What? By doing what? No, I'm not mechuyev to do a chesed with this man. I want to do a chesed with a different person. It's too much of a bother for me. You can never mechayev a specific good. So Zakta Stifler, it's really a k'tzais. I think he brings a k'tzais. K'tzais says, what's the machlaikis? Avadi, you could quit. Lachari, you could quit. The Hitler is the machlaikis as follows. The Magen Mishnah, who says you can't quit, holds that when you're makabel to watch something, you're makabel two things. A, to work, that is to watch it, whatever work it takes to watch it. And B, a chiyuv tashlumin, that if something happens to it, you're gonna pay. They're two separate chiyuvim that you're makabel. Let's say a shomer says, let it get destroyed, and I'll pay him. Can't do that. He's makabel to watch it. He has to watch it. So he has a chiyuv A, to watch it, and B, to pay if something happens to it. And they're two separate chiyuvim. Avodai heim v'lay avodim la'avodim allows him to quit what? Allows him only to quit the first part. He can quit and tell the owner, listen, I'm not watching it anymore, it's too hard to watch this animal, I don't want to watch it. He could quit from that. The Magen Mishnah will be Maidah. From the work part, Avadiyah could quit. But the Chiyuv Tashlumin part, that you were Makabel when you got it, that Chiyuv Tashlumin, that you were Makabel, that if something happens, that remains. That's not a Stira Tavadayim V'lay Avadim La'avadim. The fact that you said, in 30 days I'm going to give it back to you, intact, full value, that chiyuv remains. So, what? You gave it back after 10 days.
No?
Your Kabbalah was that in the next 30 days, something happens to it, you're going to pay for it. No. I live on 48th Street, and he lives on 47th Street. He gave me something to watch. I agreed 30 days later I'm going to return it. After 10 days I come to his house, I say, listen, I'm returning it. He's not masking. I put it into his house. You know what it is? I am still a shomer on it. My work I don't have to do. I can back out of the work here. But the Magen Mishnah holds, I can't back out of the achrayus. If I put it on 47th Street, that means that it's in my chiyuv shmirah there. 20 days later, when the 30 days are up, I have to come and return to him and make sure it's good. If it sits in that house for 20 days, that's a mayach rice. As the kabbalah rice, 3 days later, then I'm going to return it. The Magen Mishnah holds that when you makabel a pekodin, you makabel two things: to work and separately a chiyuv tashlumin. Memela, the Magen Mishnah says, you could quit the work, you can't quit the tashlumin. The Mishnah Lamelech, the Mishnah Lamelech means the Rashba, says like him. The Mishnah Lamelech, the Rashba hold like our Rashi. They hold like Rashi. They hold there are no two Kabbalists. When you take something, all you have is a chiyuv shmirah, period. All you have is a chiyuv shmirah, nothing more than a chiyuv shmirah. After a certain number of days, if you're negligent in your chiyuv shmirah, then it's nischadish a chiyuv tashlumin. The chiyuv tashlumin comes later. But that's not what exists. What exists is no chiyuv tashlumin, just a chiyuv shmirah alone. Memela zakta mishnah lamelech, I could quit my chiyuv shmirah. And if I give it back, I quit my chiyuv shmirah, I'm potter. Because the shomer is only chayiv, like Rashi says, that hanachdalat shomerim hein atzman hiziku hayoloi shamru karai. If they didn't do the work, then they have to pay. Memela, in a case where they quit the work, there's no chiyuv to pay. Because there's only a chiyuv of working. According to our Rashi, according to the Mishnah Lamelech. So it comes out from this stipler that we have two radically different mahalchim in Shomrim. Very different mahalchim. Our Rashi holds that you're not chayiv till the time of the damage, that at that time there's no chiyuv. That's the Beis Yosef Shita, Muki Yosef Shita, in the case where they argue with the Rosh by any Adaya. And that is the Shita of the Mishnah Lamelech, and he brings a Rashba to hold like him. All these Rishayim hold, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin until the moment of Hezek. Lidach Gisa, the other Rishayim, the Magen Mishnah and the Rosh, hold that immediately when you're Makabal Shmira, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. You're Makabal on yourself a Chiyuv Tashlumin, and the Chiyuv starts then. It's a tremendous difference. And our Gemara certainly is more glad, the way Rashi learns, that the Chiyuv is on the loss of the Hezek Shmira. So this is Rashi Shita. Tomorrow I'm going to start Reb Chiya, although I'd like to, if you look back into Reb Shimon Simon Aleph, which we learned, Reb Shimon brings just a short, a three-line, I think it's a short raya from the Lashna Gemara to Nezikin. If Nezikin is out to Sar and Shmira on that, so maybe we'll spend a few minutes on it, and then we'll get into Reb Chiya.